Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracol, Piedmont, Inc., those who are listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance. Today I will be speaking to Ms. Allison Cabot-Lett, who is the Deputy Controller in Custom, and we'll be talking about duty-free concession, who is entitled to it, and what's at the benefit. And I'm sure many of you want to know, learn, understand why some people get duty-free concession and some do not. Today she'll be sharing with us some information on that. Welcome to Inside Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I will continue my discussion here with Ms. Allison Cabot-Lett, Deputy Controller of Custom.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with me today as we share together. Welcome, Ms. Lett, to Inside Finance.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is a joy and a pleasure to have you once again. How are you doing?
I am good, you know. I am doing great.
And how is Customs?
Customs is doing good, and we're just hoping that persons are more compliant, our public that is, are more compliant with our rules and regulations.
Okay, is Customs making money?
Customs is doing what it's supposed to do, not only making money, but also protecting the environs and things like that.
All right. So far, because I know in the first couple of months of the year, we reported that you have been surpassing your targets. And at the same time, there are a number of things you put in place, which is working very smooth.
Yes, yes. We have surpassed the targets for most of the months. We had a shortfall in 2 months, but it was minor shortfall that we made up for in the other months.
We're talking about concessions, duty-free. Who are entitled to duty-free concessions in Grenada?
Okay, so duty-free concessions are entitled to bona fide visitors to Grenada, personnel from foreign aircrafts and ships, military and resident diplomats of foreign personnel accredited to the government of Grenada, as well as Grenadian residents that is intending to travel overseas.
Just repeat that again for us.
Who are entitled to duty-free concessions in Grenada? Bona fide visitors to Grenada, including personnel of foreign aircrafts and ships, military, resident diplomats, and other foreign personnel accredited to the government of Grenada, and Grenada residents intending to travel overseas.
So these are the persons who are entitled
to duty-free.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does a cruise ship, a passenger or visitor who has traveled by air to Grenada benefit from this duty-free concession? Because you know, you go into a shop on the airport,
yes,
or on the cruise ship terminal or even someplace in town, and they'll tell you can get it duty-free.
Yes.
Explain, how does that work?
Okay, in order for a cruise ship passenger or visitor who has traveled by air to benefit, the concessionaire or his agent or the duty-free shop shall inspect the following things. They inspect the airline ticket or the passport and look for a valid cruise ship pass or any other suitable form of identification for that passenger.
How is it set up, really? Because I cannot go and get a duty-free concession. A visitor come in for a few days for a week, mm-hmm. they go and they could get things duty free. Explain how that works.
Okay, so when they go into the shop, they would bring their passport or their ticket,
mm.
and with that, the agent at the duty free shop will look and make sure that it is valid. Once it is valid, a sales transaction is completed. On that sales invoice, the passenger needs to make a declaration. So the declaration goes like this. I hereby declare that I am not domiciled or in or ordinary a resident of Grenada, and that I undertake to export from Grenada the above goods for which I acknowledge receipt. I understand that my duty-free purchase must accompany me when I leave Grenada and may be subjected to customs inspection. I further acknowledge that failure to comply with these regulations can render me liable to prosecution. So it's a declaration that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
So they sign it, and that form is sent back to customs. So if, for some reason, we get information that someone has purchased duty-free and it's remaining in Grenada, we will go and get it or make them pay whatever duties and taxes that they would have to pay.
So when you apply for duty-free, in that way, you must be leaving the island
yes,
with it.
Yes, you must.
If I'm a Grenadian and I'm traveling,
mm-hmm.
How do I get access to that duty-free concession?
Well, you ensure that you have your ticket and your passport. You go into the shop and you're liable to get that concession.
Mm.
However, if you import it back before 24 hours, mm-hmm. you're liable to pay the duties and taxes.
Oh.
Yes.
So if you report it before 24 hours?
Yes, if you come back into the country
mm-hmm.
before 24 hours, we can charge you the duties and taxes on it. However, if you stay beyond that and you come back in with it, mm-hmm. we're not charging you anything on it.
Not charging.
No.
So if it's within, you will be charged. If it's
yes.
outside of 24 hours, you will not be charged.
Yes.
When you look at all that we have when it comes to duty-free and the persons who get duty-free, what qualifies personnel of foreign airlines, ships, and military personnel
mm-hmm.
to get duty-free concessions?
The items can be sold to them, providing that they are not a resident of Grenada. They are in possession of an acceptable identification document like a passport, the pilot license, or seaman's book, that they sign the undertaking as declared. It's similar to the one that I read earlier on.
Mm.
And the export of the goods within 48 hours of purchase. So when those persons buy the goods, they must export it within 48 hours.
Again, in the same manner that you spoke about
the
before.
The residents going out,
right.
and they spend at least 24 hours out. And then when they come in, they will not be charged. So when they buy it here, when the airlines personnel or the military persons buy it here, they have 48 hours before they must ship it out in 48 hours or go out of the island in 48 hours.
So that is why people purchase things or get duty-free when they're about to leave the island, not when they arrive. And they shouldn't buy during the time that they're here, where they are 3 and 4 days left.
Right, exactly.
The day before they leave
mm-hmm.
or on their way out.
Yes.
That's the time that they should purchase.
Yes. So we're saying that visitors purchasing goods with the exceptions of wine, spirits, and tobacco may be permitted to leave the duty-free shop with their goods. However, on departure from Grenada, they may be asked to declare the items purchased by a custom officer. Right. So when you have wine, spirits, and tobacco, it's not delivered to the person over the counter. So they would bring it to the airport for them or to the ship terminal for them.
Okay. So so the store will take the items
to the airport or to where the ship
is.
Yes, but we are lucky in that some of the duty free shop are in the mall. So those now the persons will get it right there because they're within that confined space to go on the ship.
So they could pretty much go to because they're on their way
they're
to the ship.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. I guess on the airport is the same thing. When you go on the airport and you buy things.
Yes.
And that's why most of the stuff on the airport is duty free.
Yes.
Because people are leaving.
Yes, and they're just going out.
So is it giving these duty-free concessions, what's the reason and purpose for it to persons who are leaving the island?
Well, the duty-free is you when you're bringing the goods and you're going out, the goods not staying in Grenada, so you're going out with it. It makes no sense you're paying the duties and the taxes on it. So that's one of the concessions that is in place that we have for the duty-free shops.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in, mm-hmm. you're going out, so you're not paying the duties. So the duty-free operators, they have this, they have a bond with customs where they would bring in their stuff, they would pay only the customs service charge on it. So then they would sell it. Now they sell duty-free, they sell duty-paid. So at the end of the month, they report on the amount of duty-free sales, the amount of duty-paid sales. So the duty-free sales has to be accompanied by the declaration that was signed by the visitor going out.
Okay, so the declaration form you talk about where the person has to sign and say, I declare that I did this on my own and I am leaving with it.
Yes.
That same form is attached to the bill.
The sales invoice, right?
Right. They sometimes ask you for your passport.
Right.
What do they take off your passport?
They look to see if your passport is valid, and they will ask you for the ticket as well to make sure that you are going out, and sometimes to see how long it is that you're going out for, whether you qualify for the concession or not.
Whether you outside of the 48
hours. The 24 hours, yes.
The 24 hours that is required by government.
Yes, so long as you're a resident of Grenada. So visitors
right.
who are going out, you
right.
would see that you're a visitor looking at the passport.
Right.
But residents who are going out, you would see on the ticket the length of time that you're going out.
You're going out for. Mm-hmm. That leads me to this question then. Under what conditions are residents of Grenada allowed to purchase duty-free?
Okay, Grenada residents are allowed to purchase duty-free shop subjected to the following condition: that they provide a valid airline ticket, travel documents, that the details of which must be recorded on the sales invoice. The resident must sign the sales invoice and the same declaration as we did before. They must sign it. Now, if they come back within that time, as we spoke about earlier, they would have to pay the duties on the items that they purchased. So by looking at the travel documents and the passport would help to deter persons buying it and then having to come back and pay the duties, unless they really want to do that when they're coming in. Sales of in single item in excess of $300 must be notified by the concessionaire to the customs officer. So if somebody come in and they're buying something that is of a higher value, so the concessionaire or the duty-free operator should get in touch with the customs officer.
So if it's under $300?
Right, so they just go ahead, they sign, and that's it.
If it's above three?
Right, they get in touch with the customs officer.
Why?
So we have customs on the airport.
Why? Why do you have to, if it's above $300, why is it you have to get a hold of a customs officer? What's the reason?
Well, just to make sure that everything is in order, because sometimes persons buy a lot of items and it's not accounted for properly.
Mm.
So we want to make sure that an officer would verify at that same time that was done.
Okay, okay. Any good Grenadian who live in the country are entitled to duty-free just like anyone else.
Yes.
Once you're leaving the island and not coming back within 48
hours. 24 hours.
24 hours, keep yes. saying. 48, 24 hours.
Yes.
List some of the approved goods that can be sold duty-free.
Apparels, including swimwear, sweaters, cardigans, blouse, ties, socks, scarves, t-shirts, etc. Binoculars, chinaware, cigarettes, whether it's locally manufactured or imported. Cigars, compact discs, cosmetics, cutlery, including Swiss Army knife, crystalware, hardware, electrical and electronic components, figurines, imported spirits and liquor, handicraft, jewelry, leather and imitation goods, locally manufactured goods, locally manufactured spirits, liqueurs, and wine. And the list goes on, but the list must be approved before you can put it in the duty-free shop.
Approved by who?
By customs.
Okay, so if you want to sell duty-free,
mm-hmm.
you need to go to customs with the list of things
that you want.
You want to sell mm-hmm. duty-free.
Yes.
Custom then approve that list.
Yes.
And it's that list you use then to make your these items available to persons to
yes.
purchase.
Yes.
What's about the bond that you told us about? Is
right.
that?
So they come to customs as well to create a bond. What we do, we take your first invoice and we look at the type of goods you bring in. We'll take the value, time and a half, to establish the bond. So the bond is either security with a bank or insurance agency. And with that now, the goods go into your warehouse and only the customs service charge is paid on it. The duties and the VAT are not paid unless the goods are sold.
Okay, so that helps the business with cash flow.
Yes, it does. It makes them more liquid.
More liquid mm-hmm. than they're having to put out all their money to pay customers.
Yes.
The goods may take time to sell.
Yes.
Because duty-free item, I guess, sell much slower than...
Yeah, it depends on the area that you're at and
right.
the items that you have for sale.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has it been challenging for customs to deal with duty-free concessions here? Has there
yes.
been some challenges?
It has been a challenge for us in the recent years. We have gone from a manual approach into a semi-electronic approach. And I think that is posing one of the problems that we have in.
Explain that.
Okay, so we're on Asikura now, so we're not fully into the electronic format in terms mm-hmm. of the warehousing. So we have a lot of challenges in terms of sometimes the duty-free operator did not bring in their sales return at the end of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have them going for 1, 2, 3 months without doing that. And so to reconcile, we have a little bit of problem there. So we have asked them
mm-hmm.
to bring in. We have been in contact with them, and we have dialogue going on with most of them.
So you ask them to bring it in every month?
Yes. It's one of the requirements is that they bring in all the sales documents every month so that we can reconcile. So we could get payment for the duty paid,
mm-hmm.
and we can see what was duty free.
Oh, mm-hmm. and in that then it is better because you're better able to... plan, they
yes.
are better able to plan and
yes.
the execution is better. So
yes.
you really want them to bring it in every month?
Every month, and that's one of the requirements that they have. Some don't, so we are working with those that are not bringing it in so that they can get their information down to an area that is more manageable.
Mm.
So.
Let me, if somebody wants to start a duty-free concession shop,
mm-hmm.
what do they have to do to get that started when it comes to your part of it?
Okay, so first they need to make an application to customs saying which goods they want to bring in and bring us a copy of the invoice and the flow plan for the place that they want to set up. So our officers will go and look at the flow plan, look at the place, the physical place, and see if it's suitable. Once it's suitable, they set up the bond with us. Once the bond is in place, they're able to bring in goods and put it into the bond or stock the shop.
Okay. It's not that difficult.
No.
It's not that difficult. So really, duty-free concession is open to everyone.
Yes.
But the rules that apply has to do, one, with your passport, two, within 24 hours once you're leaving the island,
mm-hmm.
and persons who have a shop that have duty-free, they normally have a bond.
Yes, they normally have a bond.
Right, and that bond is secured with a bank or a credit union.
Yes, or insurance.
Or insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them the access to have liquidity,
yes.
and at the same time, when they sell their goods, they then pay customs
yes.
their money. Not bad. Very interesting.
Yes.
All right. It was very nice chatting with you and sharing with us about the custom duty-free and helping us to understand about the concessions.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope someone will come and talk to me about money part of it, how custom is doing financially.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And what is happening in terms of the growth, and are you meeting your targets or not? Because
yes.
I know that is always a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And custom is a big honor for government, so yeah. I hope someone in the coming month would come and sit and talk with me.
Okay, will do.
All right. Mm-hmm. Special thanks to you, Ms. Allison Covetlet, and Deputy Controller of Customs.
Thank you, Pastor Simon.
All right, folks, you heard it there from the lady herself sharing with us about duty-free concession, who is entitled to it, and she is the Deputy Controller of Customs here in Grenada, Ms. Allison Covetlet. And it's really a joy and a pleasure to have chatted with her. I do hope that you have learned something new. I have learned something new when it comes to concessions and the things that we need to do. And if you know you're going, you're traveling, be sure that you have a valid passport, one you must have. But secondly, that you're not back in the island before 24 hours. If it's after that, you can have the duty-free concession. And once you have everything in line, you are welcome to have your duty-free concession. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. I wish you God's blessing. Join me next week at the same time as we do another program of Inside Finance. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.